Hi, I'm John Kimber, Senior Pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Rexford, New York, and it's my privilege to be your pastor for the day. When was the last time you intentionally stopped and took time to look back and consider the great things that God has done for you in the past? When I take time to remember those moments in my life, things that were unquestionably God moments in my life, they bring me comfort and confidence and contentment. Even in those moments when it feels like God is distant and his voice is quiet, I'm reminded that he's actually always right there with me, working things together for my good as someone who loves him and is called by him according to his purpose. When was the last time you stood still to see all the great things God is doing before your eyes right now? A recent study found that the average iPhone user touches his or her phone 2,617 times a day. Each user is on his or her phone for 2.5 hours a day, in more than 76 individual sessions. And that's for all smartphone users. Another study on millennials put the number at twice that. And we wonder why at times we're feeling disconnected from God, and why his voice seems to be so quiet. It's not God who has stepped back from us. It's not God who has gone quiet. We're just often too distracted to see all that God's doing around us, and the constant noise of our lives is overpowering the still small voice of God. In Samuel's farewell speech to the Israelites in 1 Samuel chapter 12, Samuel exhorts the people to do two things. Firstly, to stand still. Secondly, to remember. To stand still and to see the great thing the Lord was about to do before their eyes, and you can read more about that in verse 16 of 1 Samuel chapter 12. And secondly, to consider the great things God has done for them in the past. That's verse 24. I want to encourage you to do the same two things today. At some point, stand still and look at all that God is doing around you right now. From the answers to prayer you're seeing unfold in your life, to his faithful provisions for you as you enjoy your daily bread. Take a look at the visual reminder we have right now that God is at work as we see the leaves on the trees changing color all around us. The words in Daniel chapter 2, verse 21 come to mind. He changes the times and the seasons. Listen to Paul's pastoral heart as he writes to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 35. Paul says, "I want you to do whatever will help you serve the Lord best, with as few distractions as possible." That's my prayer for you today, that you will serve the Lord today as best as you possibly can, with as few distractions as possible. So set that phone to one side. Get out into the beauty of God's creation, even just for a moment. Open the Bible, read, and pray. And in the words of the psalmist in Psalm 46 and verse 10, "Be still and know that he is God." Remember most importantly that our God, who is always near even when we're distracted, and forever faithful even when the noise of our lives overpowers his voice, loves us unconditionally. That it's not our efforts that save us, but the work that has already been done for us in the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross. That he who had no sin became sin for us. That through his death, which he did not deserve, we, if we're willing to repent and believe in him, would receive forgiveness. Our sins being placed upon him, and his death being sufficient to pay the price for those sins. Our Savior Jesus gloriously rose again from the dead to eternal life. And he offers eternal life to all who repent and believe in him. That's the most precious gift of all. So take time today to be still and to remember all that God has done for you. I'm John Kimber, Senior Pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Rexford, New York, and it's my privilege to be your pastor for the day.